It's time for the Lucky Colours, Numbers and Fortune reading card, Sharina. And
absolutely.
We'll kick off with Aries.
Okay, Aries is yellow and five. Oh, there's yellow again. Yellow and five. It's really great when you get yellow as a lucky colour to put yellow flowers around the home, because we were talking about before.
Yeah.
The card selected for you from my fortune reading cards is the Chariot. And that's all about charging ahead with confidence. Stay strong, stay focused. You're going to command respect and be more in control of the people you want to be involved with, as friends, lovers, or just those you socialise with. And establish and maintaining really, really good boundaries.
Okay, and Aries, you've got petrified wood this week, which helps with the circulatory system, aiding arthritis, rheumatism and blood clots. It strengthens the back, muscle tissue and alignment of the skeletal system, and calves and nerves, and helps appetite. With Taurus next.
Taurus is next in red and six. And the card selected, celebrations. Now, isn't this great? Because it's got lots of red in the card. There's a big bottle of champagne showing up in the card. And this is in the Sharina Fortune reading cards. And this is what's actually happening with the celebrations. You're reaping the rewards of your efforts. And there's celebrations. Invitations are coming into really great events, celebrations of all kinds. Your social calendar is going to start to really fill up. Dynamic change is also likely for you, and you're oozing confidence. And that's in your stars.
And Taurus, you have Sapashin, which enhances communication abilities. It's a very good healing stone for yourself and others. It's uplifting. It helps you to understand yourself spiritually. And Gemini's next.
Wow, Gemini's got Aqua and number three. The card of the cracker, which is positive energy surrounding you, love, joy and good fortune awaiting. And your enthusiastic attitude is going to go really down well with colleagues, bosses and clients. You're going to impress them with all your positivity, and business meetings or social meetings can be really successful.
Good on you. And Gemini, you have the black tourmaline, which aids sleep, strengthens the immune system and provides pain relief. It helps with the adrenal glands, kidneys, spinal column, colon and the legs. And Cancer is next.
Okay, Cancer is green and eight. The card of the Fool. Have the courage to embrace change, take risks and be adventurous. This card encourages you to reinvent yourself, learn some new skills, and you're going to see yourself attract outstanding opportunities.
And Cancer, you have the Amethyst this week, which assists in calming the mind, reduces insomnia and allows restful sleep, reduces stress, eases headaches and helps with hormone production. And Leo is next.
Okay, Leo's golden six. And the card selected is the Goals. Goals is all about progress is positive, and personal goals can be achieved if you really believe. You should write out your goals as soon as possible and display them in a prominent position in your home or your office, or place a significant spiritual figurine or a picture of someone you admire on your desk or at home to inspire you.
And Leo, you have Labradorite, which balances hormones, lowers blood pressure and helps with disorders of the eyes and brain. It also helps treat colds. Good for this time of the year. And Virgo is next, Sharina.
Virgo is blue and four. And Virgo has got the card the Lovers. And this is from the Fortune reading cards. Lovers, there are two paths ahead. Choices needed. Be true to yourself. And you've got to find the right balance between your personal life and your work and financial interests. You could have two jobs being offered to you, or you could actually find yourself networking brilliantly.
And Virgo, you have green jade this week, which strengthens the heart, kidneys and immune system. It cleanses and filters toxins from the organs and blood, heals stitches, assists fertility in childbirth and promotes longevity. And Libra is next.
Libra is turquoise and eight. And the card selected for you is Harness the Loyal and Protective Aura of the Lion, the card of the Lion, and charge ahead magnificently. That's right, magnificently. You're going to be the king of the castle, and roar will be heard all over the office, at the business meetings, and even socially. Don't let anyone get in your way. You're on a mission to get to the top no matter what.
And Libra, you have the red jasper, which stimulates blood flow, the circulatory and digestive systems, as well as the sexual organs. Ooh. And Scorpio's next.
A bit fresh. And we have the marriage card for Scorpios. The marriage card, you've got pink and two. And Scorpio, the marriage card, you're attracting emotional fulfillment and unconditional love. A new and exciting partner is about to come your way. This could even be in the business or around love. Could be found at work-related social activities.
And Scorpio, you have shungite this week, which is regarded as a wonder stone. It's said to kill and absorb everything that does harm to people and live beings and concentrate and restore everything that is useful. And Sagittarius is next.
Sagittarius is next, and red and one. Patience is the card selected, which is slow down, change your attitude and clear your mind. You have been spreading yourself too thin and even neglecting some of your relationships. Perhaps you've been impatient with family members or your partner. Some relationships are not working out as you would expect it. Either you need to recognise that it's time to let go of them or be more patient with them.
And it's smoky quartz for you this week, Sagittarius, which dissipates blocked energy and negativity. It assists grounding, centering and enhancing awareness and dreams. And next along is Capricorn.
Capricorn, silver and nine. The plane, the card of the plane. A journey is indicated either physically or spiritually. Your life is going to become more full. Travel is indicated on many levels. You may have felt stuck in your career, your life choices, or a bad relationship. But whatever it is, it's a feeling that you have at the moment of wanting to escape. And that's exactly what you'll be doing.
And Capricorn, you have the Desert Rose this week, which aligns the spinal column and promotes flexibility, aids teeth and bones, soothes the nerves, and helps with conditions like epilepsy. And next along is Aquarius.
Aquarius is golden three. And the card of proposal. This is beautiful. It's got a picture of two beautiful, beautiful rings. And the beautiful rings, and also you've got a romantic or business opportunities indicated, but it's all about, it's an excellent time for real estate, and it's also a personal relationship. If you're locked in the past hoping for reconciliation with a lost love, you could actually feel that you must move on and let go. This card speaks of the future. There is the possibility of a positive new love or one that could be around at the moment in your life. Ooh la la, and I'm a marriage celebrant.
Okay. Aquarius, you have the citrine this week, which helps the digestive organs and the heart, reduces infection, aids tissue regeneration, circulation, and detoxifies the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
Pisces is caramel and four. Unity. I love the unity card. It's like two holding hands with a heart. Unity is all about a time of divine understanding, renewal, peace and hope. You radiate and attract great love. And this is also an excellent tip for you to put some happy photos of yourself and your partner, family or loved ones in a heart-shaped pink frame in your bedroom or your living area. You can even use round items like as coasters or on the dining table or golden balls in a bowl because they symbolise unity. Now, this is a time that you're going to see some rewards around relationships and you need harmony.
And Pisces, you have tiger's eye this week, which balances emotions, reduces headaches, aids the digestive organs, spleen, pancreas and colon. It also helps the reproductive system, relieves asthma attacks and enhances night vision.
Excellent. Okay, now, if you go to Sharina Star, we've had a few winners this week. Sharina Star, right now, Sharina Star Facebook, like it, and I'll be picking out tomorrow some winners, and just all you have to actually do, you be in it to win it. So just be watching the Facebook page tomorrow.